12 minutes are on the clock, and we are ready to start this second half. 14-0 Lakers leading. USA with a total of 46 yards offense in that first half. And just waiting for the kick now. There we go. Okay. And Raven with the pooch kick comes out to about the 40-yard line. Brought in. It's still loose. And still no word who has it. It's at the 40-yard line. It was botched as he tried to dive forward with it and trap it as he dove on the ground. This one, luckily, looks like Lakers dodged the ball there, and they will start out at their own 40-yard line.
Wow, that would have been quite the momentum changer right here in this first, in the second half as it begins. Did it look like Brady Smith, number 55, was the savior for the Lakers special teams as Mason Pasek tried to dive, literally dive, and make that fair catch. Went through his arm, and when he hit the ground, the ball popped loose. Good job by Brady Smith to recover that football, a senior for Lakers, as they will take over at their own 40-yard line.
First and 10, right to left across your radio. Pitch out to number 23, Preston Warren, around the right side. He has the first down, breaks free of another tackle. He's into USA territory, inside the 40, and finally dragged down, still on his feet, actually, the 30-yard line.
He will not go down.
A 30-yard run for Preston Warren on first and 10 that started at the Laker 40-yard line, finally brought down at the USA 30. Holy cow.
That's an impressive run. Hunter Bone tried to make the tackle. He was out there somewhere, but they spun out of that tackle, and that led to Brennan Prime eventually cleaning him up. We both thought he was down, too.
Oh, 5 yards before that. First and 10 for the Lakers. Same formation. Double wing offense. Wisner under center. Man in motion, that's Preston Warren, gets the pitch, goes through, right through the gap, and he has room to run, has at least 5 yards, close to the first down stick again. This one all the way looks like down to about the 21-yard line. Tackle made by number 4, Chase Suber, out of the secondary for USA. A 9-yard gain, second down, one to go.
And a nice run again, and if the play isn't broke, don't fix it. They run the exact same play to Preston Warren. This time it only goes for 8 yards.
That's it.
That's all. So don't know if they'll run it again, but 8 yards, pretty good on first down. I wouldn't be shocked if they run it again, Clark, and this time, though, it might be to Taylor Cady the other way.
27 rushes for Lakers for 193 yards on the night. Second down and two to go at the 21-yard line. Jake Kretschmer gets the handoff. He has the first down, marches down to about the 16-yard line before forward progress is stopped by the USA front line. It's going to be a 5-yard gain for Jake Kretschmer, a new set of downs for the Lakers. Tackle made by Alan Rabin on the front line.
Just a dive out of the double wing offense. And you got Preston Warren on the left side by the tight end. You got Taylor Cady on the right side by the other tight end. Kretschmer in the backfield by himself. And Wisner quickly hands it off to him for that dive, and he pushes the pile forward, rugby style, enough for a first down as Lakers waiting for the ball to be set as they set up again in the same offense.
What I do find interesting, Dave, is Alan Rabin's now starting on defense. He did not start this game in the first half on defense. It's going to be a handoff to number 23, Preston Warren, trying to go around the right end of that line. Gets out to about the 14-yard line when all said and done. Number 52, Blake Ryerson, defensive end with a tackle. It's going to be a gain of 3 yards, second down, seven to go. 14-0 Lakers, 10-19 left in the third.
Had Blake Ryerson in on the tackle after a short gain by the offense. Good job by him sniffing out that run play, getting over there, making the tackle. But that's 7 of them already for Blake Ryerson in the scheme.
Cassidy leads Vassar 28-8 at the half. Cassidy 28, Vassar 8 through two quarters. Second down and 7 for the Lakers at the USA 14-yard line. Pitch to Preston Warren, same play. He's going to cut back, and he is going to be brought down in the backfield for a loss of a yard at the 15-yard line, brought down by number 52, Blake Ryerson, again, defensive end, as that hole closed up very fast on that front line.
You can only run the same play so many times, Clark, and this time USA ready for it. Not going to be slowed down by the same play again. They actually make a stop for a loss of one. Big stop there for that defense. They're going to need to do it again here on third down and 8 and try to slow down this Laker offense.
Caseville and Akron Fairgrove tied at 20 at halftime as well. Third down and 8, and it's a sweep out to left side. Jake Kretschmer has room. He's into he blows by his defender, and he stood there like a house on the side of the road. And Jake Kretschmer in from 15 yards out. Touchdown, Lakers. The third score for Jake Kretschmer. The third score for the Lakers. 9-12 left in the third.
Respect there for our favorite Ernie Harwell there, but oh my goodness, Jake Kretschmer, we weren't kidding about the speed. Hunter Bone, one little hesitation and back to the right, and Hunter Bone is still standing there wondering where Jake Kretschmer went as he blows right by him, virtually untouched into the end zone as Wisner and company line up for the two-point conversion.
Looked like an ICBM coming out of a cruiser there. Two-point conversion is a handoff to Taylor Cady. The two-point conversion is good as he finds himself standing up. 4-2. It's now Lakers 22, USA nothing. 9-12 left in the third quarter right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Selling your home can be an emotional process. Even buying can be stressful. That's why Tri-County Realty stands ready to help you. People know Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding what you're looking for. Or if you're selling, Dale has buyers looking. If you haven't found that home, farm, or resort property you've been searching for, let Tri-County Realty do it for you. With years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, let Dale Bolzman do the work for you. Call Tri-County Realty at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty, where they love saying sold.
Nine 12 remaining in the third quarter, and Lakers now with their third score of the night. All from Jake Kretschmer. It's now 22-0, Lakers over USA. Lakers have now held the ball for 18 minutes and 20 seconds in this game. That last drive covered 60 yards in 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Resulted in eight points. Four Lakers kicking off from their 40-yard line. Andrew Siegfried lines this one up and blasts this one down as the wind is back and it comes down to rest at about the 13-yard line. Scooped up and moving forward by USA out to about the 29-yard line. Tackle made by Corey Minetti. Out of the bottom of that pile, that would be number 16, Brendan Prime. First and 10 for USA. They'll mark him down at the 20-yard line.
By Corey Minetti and Carson Bender.
9:07 remaining in the third quarter. USA trails by 22 points. USA trying to knock off the Lakers tonight to stay alive in the Greater Than West Conference race. With a win tonight, Lakers would clinch at least a share.
If they're going to do that, Clark, in my opinion, their offense needs to score on this drive. It doesn't matter how long it takes, but they need to get into the end zone and then give their defense a chance to stay in this game.
It's going to be a handoff up the middle. Nothing going there much at all. Gets out to about the 23-yard line if they're feeling generous. Raven with the carry on the bottom of that pile. With tackling him was 55, Brady Smith on that defensive line. After a 5-yard gain from Allen Raven, that's one of his better runs of the night. He only has 8 yards on 4 carries. USA with 28 rushing yards altogether on 12 carries, 51 yards of offense.
He had to do a lot of work to get that 4, maybe 5 yards on that play. There's been no running room up the middle. USA, in my opinion, is going to have to start finding a way to get Micah Kramer around the outside with a pitch option or even try to throw the ball a little bit on first and second down just to look at how many guys are in the box, Clark. 9 guys in the box trying to stop the run.
And it's a handoff. This one's to number 24, Hunter Bone. Out to about the 28-yard line. Brought down by Corey Minetti, the junior for Lakers. It's about a 4-yard gain, short of the first down marker by about a yard, maybe 2 yards. So that's going to be third down and manageable, third down and 2.
As pointing out before that run play began, Lakers has all 9 guys in the box. Brennan Wisner is the only guy more than 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, daring USA to throw the football or do any kind of play action out of that wing tee. And they're almost going to have to call the bluff there, Clark, in my opinion. There's just not a lot of running room up the middle. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Micah Kramer try to keep this himself around the outside to get these 3 yards.
Kramer under center, hands it off. And not much going there. This one's a handoff to Josh Lang. gets to the original line of scrimmage on 3rd and 2 and nothing more. 4th down, 2 yards to go for the Patriots. Brought down, tackles made by Corey Minetti. Starting to sound like a little bit of a broken record.
Yeah, it's back-to-back tackles for Corey Minetti. It's only 3 for him on the game, but he